Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
My aim tonight is not to frighten you. But I've come as usual to bring you God's word. The word in season. And the word that God will have all of us to hear at a time such as this. It's important for us to hear God's word so that we can be rightly instructed, properly nourished, and adequately prepared for the coming of our Lord Jesus. I was listening to a man of God last night speaking, and he was talking about a vision he had. And he said in his vision, he realized he was in heaven. And then there was this doorway through which men of God were made to pass. And when you stand in the doorway, there was something that will scan you from the top of your head here to your feet. And the scan was supposed to scan you, your works, your progress, and what you are doing in the kingdom. He said almost all the people that were scanned were under 15%. Then he said he was asked to stand there. And he stood there. And when the scan was done, he had gotten to 5-0. So he said he turned around and was complaining. I've given my all, there is nothing else left to give. I don't know what you want me to give. He said, who is in charge of this thing? Who is in charge of this thing? Come and scan again. He said, Paddy, relax. things don't go wrong here. He said, after him, they brought a certain man of God. He said, he is not known anywhere. Nobody knows him. But he said, what made him take note of the man of God was that he had tribal marks. He had tribal marks here and here, showing that he was from a particular area in
Nigeria.
He said, when they brought the man and he stood in a scan, he had 85%. He said, 85. He said he looked at the man. But he said the man is not known anywhere. He's not on TV.
Wow.
Later he was told why he is called that. But as I listened to this vision, I said to myself, things don't look the way they look. In the kingdom, things are very, very interesting. You may see something and think this way. It may not be the way you are thinking. So God wants you and I to give ourselves 100% to the work. You see, because the truth is, we can't even value ourselves. Yes. But that's why we are talking about stewardship. And stewardship will help us to maximize and use properly and effectively the graces, the abilities, and the resources that God has given to us. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
And so that was just to introduce our topic for tonight. I'm sharing on a stewardship
of time.
There
is a resource that God has given to all men. It is given to everybody. And everybody is given the same quantity. Nobody has more time than somebody. You have 24 hours. And I have 24 hours. Nobody has 26 hours. Nobody is given 20 hours. All of us have the same time. And God wants us to be effective, godly stewards of time. I was looking at even the definition of time. And it's very interesting. As I read through, I realized that, you know, there are many things you can easily give definition to.
Time is not one of them.
It's a passage, a duration. and you can't use time to define time.
So
it's a way of measuring a duration or a space or a period.
You see?
Yes. So it means that time can be measured. It can be measured. When you read the book of Revelations, when Jesus was speaking about a certain woman in a particular church, and he was talking to the pastor of the church and saying that the woman is committing fornication with the saints of God. Then Jesus said, I gave her space to repent. So you see, that is another definition of time. Biblical, it's a space that is given.
A space.
Or a duration. Said, I've given a space to repent.
In
the process of time, I will cast her into a bed and those that commit fornication with her. So, we are going to look at time. The resource called time. It is said that the dying words of Queen Elizabeth the First, not the second. The second just died not too long ago. Queen Elizabeth the First. You see that those people, they grow very old. The second, I think when she died, she was 96 or something. Those people, they maximize their life. They said the dying words, the reported dying words of Queen Elizabeth the First were these. While she was dying, she was saying, all my possessions for a moment of time. They take my possessions and give me time. Because you see, when your time is up, it's up. When your time is up, you can't. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much money. You can't manipulate your way out of time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you have worked with the Lord for some time, you realize that God can sometimes, he can terrify you. I've gone through a little bit of that in the past. And it's not a pleasant thing at all. As a young pharmacist, the first place I worked was in War Hospital. And I started working there from
1992
till 1993, around September. And then I was posted to the Laura Hospital. And I worked there for some time.
So in
1993 October, I think.
1993 October
I was transferred to Laura.
Yeah, they know Echo Laura.
I mean, those places you don't just transfer people; you need to get their permission. Because when you post people there by heart, they will tell you, I'm go.
So,
then my boss called me and asked me. We don't have a. I mean, it was a long story. Myself, my junior. He said, Laura, there's no water, no light. There's water, there's light. I'm the senior, I should choose. I said, no, my junior, she's a lady, let her choose first. But the day before my boss called me, the Lord spoke to me in the night. The night before. And then he said, I'm sending you to Laura. And then when I went the next morning, my boss called, and then he put this before us. So I knew what God had said, but I just wanted it to play out. Of course, the lady chose where there was water and where there was light. Which lady have you seen who chooses where there is no water and there is no light? I've not seen any lady who chooses such things. So she chose it with a lot of explanation. And then my boss asked me, so will you go to Laura? I said, well, definitely. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem going to Laura. Now, I'm mentioning this because when I went, there were people I worked with in the hospital. I worked with a dispensing technician who was reporting to me. I worked with various people in different capacities in the medical area, nurses, technical people. And all that. So this is from 1993, 94, 95, 96, and 97. So in the last 2 years, we are in 2020. I started asking about the people I was working with. I'm saying this to show you something. So I was calling some of the people who, by the grace of God, we helped lead to Christ. There's one of them in particular we are still in contact with. So I called
there.
We'll be talking. He died long time. That's a what about so and so? Didn't you hear? What about Neso? Virtually everybody I worked with. It shows me that I was the youngest one there. I was the small boy there. But it's serious working with people and then they are just going past. This one is going past. This one is going
past.
But it shows us the brevity of life. That we are not here forever.
Amen.
Yes, a lot of us are young here. So by the grace of God, we shall see each other for a long time.
Amen.
You know, sometimes people think that when you travel abroad, but even those who go abroad, they also die. Did you know that? The fact that you are in the US or UK does not mean that.
US and I say UK. And she says, so why are you into me?
Ah, They were talking about a young man in Canada.
He just
got there. He said, on these 6 months.
He was
standing at the bus station waiting for his bus. While they were standing there, some people passed by in the car. Somebody put his hand out of the car with the gun. He's gone. Ghanaian. Oh, he hustled and went there. I can imagine how many connection men. I would say if he had stayed in Ghana, you'd have lived longer. Something followed him there. Let's go into the stewardship of time. So time is a resource. Please follow me. It is given to every one of us. The important thing about time is that it is more precious than any other resource that God has given us. It's even more precious than money. It's more precious than money. It's more precious than gold. It's more precious than anything. And so time is a very valuable resource. Everybody has the same amount of time. And everybody is expected to use your time and use it well. It is said that the past president of the U.S., one of the presidents of the U.S., Benjamin Franklin, said time is money. Well, I don't agree with him. Time is not money. But you can use time to make money.
Yes.
But time is not money. Time is more valuable than money.
All right.
So, what is it about time that has made it so important? Before we can properly be effective stewards of time, one of the things we need to do is to have priorities in our lives. There can be no effective stewardship of time if we don't have priorities. If there are no priorities, then time is of no use.
See, because
you and I must have a list of priorities, and then we can apportion time to those priorities, and that's how we can effectively steward our time. So if in our lives there is no priority, I mean, anything goes at any time. You don't have things that are more important than other things. When people have no priorities, then worship is seen as a waste of time. Because the person has not prioritized God in his life.
So
then when you are worshiping, they see worship as a waste of time because there is no prioritization of God and his worship. So kneeling down on your own and spending an hour before the Lord becomes difficult because it's not a priority to you. But may God grant that all of us will have proper priorities in our lives. What do we mean by priorities? There are things that must come first. And there are things that must come second. And there are things that must come third. You can't mix everything in your life. So like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and the verse 33, we are talking about stewardship of time. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, seek ye first. Everybody say first. So first is very important. He didn't say second and he didn't say third. He said first. Seek ye first. What? What are we supposed to seek first? The what? It's the kingdom. It's not my family, it's not my children, it's not even my marriage I should seek first, it's not my money I should seek first. The first thing God says should be priority in my life and in your life. is the kingdom of God. So Jesus says this should be number one.
Yes,
so when it comes to allotment of time, you see, because when you have priority, then you can schedule time for the priority. When we are looking at the stewardship of time, I was saying that without priorities, we cannot be effective stewards of our time. And to be effective stewards of our time, we must have proper priorities. And our priorities must be based on the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So according to the word of God, and according to the words of Jesus, money cannot be the first thing in my life. Family cannot be the first thing in my life. And it should not be the first thing in my life. Jesus has already told us what we should put first. And the thing we are supposed to put first is the kingdom of God. Everybody say the kingdom of God. So somebody will say, what is the kingdom of God? There's a classic definition in the Bible. It is not meat and drink. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's simple like that. The kingdom of God is everything that has to do with God. The worship of God. The loving of God. Putting God first in our lives. That is the kingdom of God. That should be number one. And you see, in our lives, everybody around our circle should know that this is number one. This is not number two. It's number one. You can touch things around me, but if you touch that one, I'll have a problem with you.
Yes,
I'll have very big problems with you. Because that is the priority of my life. My priority is my relationship with God. The kingdom of God. That is my priority. It should be your priority too.
Amen.
Are you here or you have gone somewhere? Yes. So it means that when you are allotting time, for yourself, the biggest space of time should go to this one. Because it's the first. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why I said we can't be effective stewards until we have priorities. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trusting God that this is very clear to us. That is why I was talking to some people last week. Because I've told the church before about this thing. But every time I say it, it really has an impact on me. I sent the church staff. Because we needed a battery for the bus
at that time.
And I sent them to a particular shop at Atinga Junction
to go and buy the battery.
They had the money. They knew the battery they wanted. They walked into the shop. Listen to what the shop owner says. So, what do you want? You want battery?
No, catch them say,
what kind of battery? Okay, is there?
No, some say battery bang. No,
but
share
the one who will sell it to you.
Then so your better sa battery.
Or ko friend yami.
Or kwa ko friend yami.
Onyamai.
Onyamai.
Ube ko baby ako. If you want to go and buy somewhere, you can go. But to call him from there and come there, unyano.
Ube tumi ako to. Then so say ube friend.
That is a man who has priority. He has put his worship of God ahead of his sales. He is saying that if you want to go and buy from somebody, you go. I don't mind losing your business because what is priority to me is what I have gone to do.
And
what I have gone to do is I'm going to friend me. I won't stop and come and see to you. If you want to wait, wait. He went for one full hour. The people I sent there had to go somewhere, come back after 1 hour before the guy came back. Born again believer.
Yeah.
Oh, Oh yes, he's left his thing.
We are not talk.
Born again believer. You see, these are some of the things, and
we
have passion about. Have a lot of passion for this thing, because sometimes when you are speaking, people don't understand you, so you are mad, or there's something wrong with your head. It is not like that. Our priorities are not right. Our priorities are not right. Children of God, our priorities are not right. Listen, I'm telling you before God. You see, I respect that man. Even though he's not a believer. When they came to tell me, I said, wow. I said in my head, wow. This is commitment. Oh, yes. He could have said, I'll come and see. He didn't say that. He said, if you will go somewhere, go. If you want to buy somewhere, go. But me, to stop and come. You won't get me. You won't get me today. You won't get me tomorrow. As if God is lost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Why do we believe it? Why do we lack these things? Why is it that we are like that? Even church. We will put other things before God. And we still expect God to bless us. But he is no priority in your life. And when you talk to believers like this, they get angry. Just that time, a pastor, you can't get angry with me. If you want to get angry, you get angry in your heart. But they get angry in their heart. Why is he talking like that? God says we should make money. God didn't say we should make money. He has blessed us. Praise God. Hallelujah. They get angry. They get angry. Praise God. People get angry when a believer speaks like this.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
Climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
ST Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. ST Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers, and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esi Boche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260, or 0205-548550, 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esi Boche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms: Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana; YouTube, GPM Ghana TV; Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries; Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.